And joining us, as he always does every Tuesday morning, it is the mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody. Hey, Tom, how are you today, buddy?
You should begin saying for the weekly beatdown now because I'm on an official
7-4, okay? Just throwing that out there, so that's all right.
I'm probably going to have to take my Sox cap off and put a Cubs cap on.
You know, I was looking. ESPN comes out with those rankings. They show the top 10 teams in Major League Baseball.
Sure.
They don't have the White Sox. And even I got to disagree with that. It's like, are you kidding
me? Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
I thought you were teasing
me.
No,
I saw that this morning. It's like, I can't believe that. Even I got to admit. I'm not saying they're top three right now, but... Top 10.
That's scary.
Yeah.
And they're on a roll. We appreciate the Cubs transferring Kimbrough over. And
yeah.
They seem to have the motion, everything flowing, even when Tony La Russa comes. I love seeing some 70-year-old running out of the dugout to fight and protect his team.
And he's
team.
The first one out.
Yes.
You got to admit. Now, I've seen that on the highlights. La Russa's the first one out of that dugout, man.
And I think he was ready to take on the catcher and said, you worry about your guys, I'll worry about
right.
mine.
Yep, that's right.
But that just builds team right there. And so we're excited to see what will happen.
Yep, I'm with you. All right, it is 6:39. That means it's time to play Stump the Mayor with Mayor Dermody. So here we go.
And now, Spooner Media, 96.7 The Eagle and the Morning Mayhem Show presents Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
Yeah, Joe's not here, so it's Dennis filling in for Joe. But all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada yesterday, Tom, I received an email.
Oh, my gosh. She actually went to a computer and did work in Vegas?
Yeah, yeah. And it's your question of the day.
Oh, my gosh. And I think we're talking about streets today.
You are. So here's the unlike Joe, let's get to the point, okay? Let's get to the question, and we're moving on, all right?
You got it.
At one time, LaPorte had four streets all called Main Street. One was East Main Street, West Main Street, North Main Street, and South Main Street. Each street was renamed. South Main Street is now called what?
South
Main Street is now called what?
South Main Street is called...
I'm not going to put any pressure, but I am. Because, Joseph, if you don't get this, she's done.
I'm looking at two here. South Main Street. Gosh dang it. I'm going to say Indiana.
Okay.
And I bet it's Michigan.
And you're wrong on both occasions. Answers.
Boy, I feel like a nutsack there. I can't get anything. Are you kidding me?
According to this, South Main Street is now called Lincoln Way. And North Main Street is State Street. East Main Street is Michigan Avenue. West Main Street is Indiana Avenue. And I'm supposed to give this to you to prove it.
I'm going
to
tell you this.
I'm just saying.
So I just got a text.
Yeah.
Indiana Ave or Michigan. And I will. It looks like it's our county clerk. Heather Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a dummy because she texted me Indiana, Michigan. So I'm done with her too. She take my number out of your phone because, wow. Now, Dennis, would you have guessed that?
No, I wouldn't have. I admit, I wouldn't have.
Okay, but can I ask this? West, how is Indiana Avenue West Main?
Don't know. I have back in the thing is, I didn't see what year was this. That's what I wanted to ask Joe. So,
boy, West Main Street is Indiana for all the people.
Yeah, that's what.
And then East Main is Michigan.
Michigan, right.
Wow, so, that's an impressive. I hope people recognize all the history they're getting at my expense on a weekly basis.
By the way, I just want to let everybody know it is now 8-4.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it 7-4?
It's 8 now. It was 7-4. It's 8 now. Yeah. Mark, wow. Just go ahead and put down on your calendar September the 10th. It's roof set day, and that's what you're going to work.
I'm going to be working that, writing a big check.
Yep, you sure are. My favorite mayor.
And what a great deal. So roof set, even though I think our roads are screwy now officially.
You think?
Yeah, I will be there roof set, it looks like. And I got to have a big comeback. I got 4 weeks.
Yeah, you got more. Yeah, you got some time here. Yeah.
So. And Joe didn't, I am sure Joe did not give you a hint for next week what we're going to talk about.
She did not, no. But I can ask her later on, and then I can let you know.
How about music? Let's pick music in LaPorte.
Okay.
Let her find a trivia question about music.
All right. Hold on. I'll put that down. Music in LaPorte. All right. I could do that. No problem. All right. And there we go. All right. So, as always, here the last 8 weeks, I'm winning.
Boy.
Well, you started out strong.
I started out strong, and then Joe went hard on me, and then giving me roads where West Main Street is Indiana Ave. I wanted to explain that, right? That.
Oh, my gosh. That's just like down there at Lincoln Way, Scott Street, and that little yes. area. It's like, okay, who did that? Who put that together? And were they sober when they did it, you know?
There are a wild and woolly or these streets that you can barely get one car through.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Don't park there or you'll get clipped.
Yeah, right. All right, kids, coming up here, we're going to talk to Mayor Dermody. We're going to be talking about what happened last night at the council meeting. Recap on Lake Fest. And yes, even Nate wanted me to ask the mayor about masks. So we will do that. Uh-oh. That's all coming right. up. 96.7 The Eagle, Dylan Scott, and nobody. 13 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Gorgeous start to your Tuesday. Sunshine, 57 degrees. Mayor Tom Dermody is joining us, as he always does every Tuesday morning. And looky here, we've got about almost 15 minutes here I could talk to you.
Ooh, I like that.
Or 10 minutes,
you
sorry.
Never give me that
I
much
know,
time.
I know, I'm trying to give you Well, Joe goes on and on and on with the question. It's like, get to the point here.
Joe needs to go to Vegas more often. I can get more mic time.
All right, what's new? Let's recap Lake Fest. What a weekend.
Wow, what a weekend. Mark Schreiber, the king of Lake Fest. You know, literally when Jackie and I talked about this 2 years ago and said, what can we do? That was my one marketing kind of idea of my life. And it just worked out extremely well. And Mark and all the volunteers, Jackie, the whole team. I'll tell you what, it was just amazing. And I heard, you know, usually when you do something, you hear people positive, yeah. negative, and everything's mixed. I have not heard one thing negative. I think the best thing about it is our goal was to wear people out for Monday morning. And all day long, from really, if you threw Arts in the Park with the Eagle tribute band, all the way to Sunday, where we had the Latino Day, Hispanic Day, and dancers, and Jack Arnett with the Aqua Cross, with the CVB. And I will tell you this, I said I was beating down the drivers. They were begging to come back next year to LaPorte because they felt like they were treated as royalty here in LaPorte. And that's what we want not only our residents but visitors to feel like. And there was something for everybody to do. It was really neat with the fireworks and Rich Hardesty on Saturday, Middle of the Road on Friday. And is it amazing? The crowd that Middle of the Road. And
oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was unbelievable. After we got done broadcasting, I left to go pick up Debbie, and we came back into town. Let's go have some fun. You know,
sure.
And, I mean, first of all, trying to find a parking spot. I really was shocked at how many people were down there, honest. And it was great to see. It really was. What a beautiful evening, too, for it.
Well, I'm taking credit for the weather.
Okay.
That's as a good politician. I'm taking credit for the weather. But Norma Mulzone at the co-op shop, thanks to her. And, I mean, I was helping Jeff Batchelor and I, our code enforcement director, were helping Norma put up snow fence. Mm-hmm. And people are already getting seat positions for Middle of the Road. So that's a lesson learned, that anytime we can bring Middle of the Road out, people still love them. And again, everybody had a great time, but they all behaved. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see Rich Hardesty, somebody that grew up here in LaPorte, graduated from LaPorte High School. He was sincerely excited mm-hmm. and proud to be back to perform. I don't know when the last time he performed, but had a whole, brought his old eight-piece band, person band. In fact, one of the individuals played with Mellencamp for 10 years, was with Snoop Dogg. So he had a quality group with him and put on a heck of a show.
All right, moving on. Let me ask this. Is there going to be the second annual Lake Fest?
You know, I had to give Mark at least one day off, and I said, I texted him, 2022 Lake Fest, better than ever. So the new standard, and absolutely, we're coming back strong next year.
All right, let's talk about the city council meeting last night. I hear a couple of big things took place. What was it?
Well, the council took a strong step by not renewing, giving a, over a three-year notice that the city will not renew the water supply with 39 North Conservancy District. And under the current terms, I fully support what the council did, and we've been, you know, we notified them. I think we may have talked about it a year ago when we said, hey, we are not going to continue under this contract. And when we hear that and hear from our fire chief, Andy Snyder, when we hear from our water superintendent, there may not be enough water suppression if we have a fire issue. And so 39 North, we've been talking to them, and I think this hopefully will get their attention that under the current contract, and again, we do all the billing, mm-hmm. we work with the residents, we do all the collections and then pay them funds, but if we want to develop economically to the north, can you imagine if you're a business and, oh, we think we might have enough water suppression for you? And I know this contract was done 20 years ago, and I'm not, again, going to go back and say what, who, when, why, because at that time there wasn't the development maybe that there is now. But under the current situation, the 39 North Conservancy District, my goal is to have the infrastructure updated by them, and then we can talk about the other items. I also love a waiver of annexation for this administration, for anybody in the future. We have to discuss the billing and also supplying our professional fire department, fire service up there as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great time to sit down, and hopefully now people will recognize we're serious.
Is this going to help out the north-south corridor also?
I don't think so. Okay. I'm not sure if water can, but obviously Rich Mrzynski and all our friends at the county that are supporting this, I think, mm-hmm. maybe,
yeah. mm-hmm.
You know, it will run up there potentially as the city develops. And I think, and that was the nice thing, Randy Novak came, city council or county council president Randy Novak, last night in support of what we're doing, because not only from a county perspective but as a fire professional firefighter,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he recognized that this has been going on too long, so that is there. And then I know I want to make sure we can answer Nate's question as well.
Yeah, definitely. So bless you. So yesterday on Sound Off, the one and only Nate Laux, who, you know, is so proud of himself because somebody actually texted him and said, your show's much better than Dennis's morning show. And, of course, then we had to pry Nate out of here because of a big head. But Nate
he
wants
couldn't
to
get through the door.
He could not. Nate wants to know masks. Of course, the CDC is recommending now for people to wear masks in smaller areas with a lot of people. What's the city looking at?
Well, the city's looking at how do we provide opportunities for as much COVID testing and then, more importantly, vaccination testing. And, you know, we wore masks last evening because we were at the Healthcare Foundation of La Porte, which was an amazing facility. And thank you to Maria Fruth. And so we respect wherever we go, whatever the rules are. But my goal are to get as many people vaccinated as possible. It's a tough one with that masks, and I will wear mine occasionally if I'm around, out of respect to other people that might be ill, elderly. I want to protect them.
Who has a weak immune system too? Is
exactly.
Another one. Yeah.
I hate the mandate, but you hope people do the right thing. And my focus right now, as I speak today, and that could change tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, is to try to make sure people are aware of vaccinations that are available. And if we have to go door to door to inform people, I'm willing to do it to make sure they understand and connect them with medical professionals that can answer all the questions and concerns that people may have about vaccinations. I still don't understand what the issue is with being vaccinated, other than from a political reason. But you know, hopefully with the kids going back to school, everybody will be safe and healthy. But as of right now, there's no mandate coming from the city. But I heard one of the grocers has already mandated now that you have to wear masks. Large grocers.
Wow, okay.
Somebody told me Kroger is requiring masks, and I'm not sure if that's true, so I hate putting that out there.
Yeah, no, check it out yourself. One other thing, speaking of, you know, with the COVID and everything, LaPorte is still offering free vaccinations, right? I mean,
correct.
People can get where?
I think HealthLink is still providing them. I don't want to give that, so I probably, it's been, it was kind of a nice break during the summer where we didn't have to talk about it, and I'm not ready to go back to the fall here, but we will get that information. That's a great question, and COVID testing. I know Walgreens on the west side is also providing vaccinations.
CVS also.
CVS. So it's out there. It's available, and we just want to protect each other, and that's the one thing. When people are required to wear a mask, they're not wearing it for themselves. In my mind, I'm wearing it. If you said to me, hey, I'm sick or my parents are sick, and if you're going to be around them, please wear a mask. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just a tough thing. But we'll get through it. We got through it last year. It's crazy times. And our focus are helping people find that want to be vaccinated, finding options that we can get there.
Mayor, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it as always. And next Tuesday, you can talk with Joe, and I'll tell her something with music of LaPorte. I will pass that along to her.
Something with music. And Jackie D, the one and only, already texted me and said, Lakefest 2022, July 29th, 30th, and 31st next year.
Right on. All
she
right.
is on it.
I First
lady's even know
right
dates.
There with it. Okay.
She's rocking it. So 363-7293 is my cell. Tom Dermody, your City of LaPorte Facebook page. Have a great week, everybody. And I'd like to thank all the residents for taking time out of their busy schedule to enjoy Lakefest.
All right. Mayor, thanks for stopping in. Mayor Dermody will be back next Tuesday to join us. We appreciate that. And by the way, as he walks out, I just want to remind him I'm winning 8-4. Okay. And his shoulders are down. That's right.